I'm Della Duncan.
And I'm Robert Raymond.
The pursuit of private financial gain is what drives inequality and ecological harm. This is the perspective of the guest of this Upstream conversation. Dr. Jennifer Hinton is a leading proponent of the not-for-profit business. Jennifer offers a vision of an entire not-for-profit economy made up exclusively of not-for-profit businesses, putting profit, growth, and ultimately all money as a means for social and environmental benefit instead of end goals in themselves. Welcome, Jen. So excited to speak with you today about this topic. I'm wondering if you can start by introducing, why should we care? Why is this something that we should even have a conversation about, this specific business model called the not-for-profit business?
Yeah, exactly. So good question. The reason we should care is because the dominant business structure in an economy, so the type of business structure that is most prevalent in an economy, has system-wide effects. So it causes system-wide dynamics. So the fact that our economies right now, and you know, we can just talk about the global economy, is predominantly made up of for-profit businesses means that financial gain is at the heart of the way this economy functions, and profit is accumulated by a handful of private owners. And all of this drives ever more consumption and production, which has environmental consequences. But of course, it makes more profit for the companies, which then they can use to make their owners rich. And then as the owners get richer, you know, they're accumulating wealth, and these businesses have an inherent incentive to keep wages low because higher wages mean less profit. And so we've got owners accumulating wealth, we've got wages being suppressed, and that drives inequality. So really, the way that I see it is that the for-profit business structure is driving both environmental crises and inequality crises. So it's a core driver of all the problems we're trying to tackle. So the not-for-profit business model offers a way out of this conundrum because it's got social benefit at the heart of it. The social benefit is sort of the engine of this business structure. But then if we can imagine shifting the entire economy away from for-profit structures to not-for-profit structures, we could have social benefit as the engine of a not-for-profit market economy. And then with all of the surplus of that economy getting circulated back to where it's needed most, guided by the government, but also guided by a market full of not-for-profit businesses that are set up to meet people's needs. And especially many not-for-profit businesses focus on the most disadvantaged. So then it's really using the surplus to meet the greatest needs rather than accumulating it in the hands of a few owners who don't need it.
Maybe can you give us a definition of what is a not-for-profit business and how is it different from a nonprofit and also just a regular business?
So a not-for-profit business is basically distinguished from traditional nonprofits, which I often call charity dependent nonprofits, in terms of a not-for-profit business is seeking to be financially self-sufficient through the sale of goods and services in the market. So they're selling products and services on the market just like a business, but they're different from a traditional for-profit business in legal terms. So this is a legal distinction. And I think of it in terms of the legal purpose and also the assignment of financial rights, which means who can get access to the profit and the assets of the company. So not-for-profit businesses have to have a core social benefit mission. And that's sort of like the reason they exist. And so all of the profit, all of the surplus money that's left over after a business covers its expenses, if it's not-for-profit, all of that profit has to go back into serving that social benefit mission, which can be anything from like helping kids with reading disabilities to protecting a local forest or helping people facing homelessness. There's this whole range of social benefit missions. A traditional for-profit business has a legal purpose of financial gain. And so it's, you know, that's a lot of why people invest in those businesses is to try to make a return on their investment, right? To make more money. And in service of that financial gain core purpose, the financial rights are private. So private owners and investors have a right to the profit of the business. So rather than going to a social benefit mission, as in not-for-profit businesses, for-profit businesses distribute the profit at some point or another to their owners and investors to make them richer, which again is a matter of that purpose of the business.
Yeah. So when I share this, I talk about something you bring up in your book, How on Earth, it's whether profit is a means to an end or an end in itself. And so a not-for-profit business, another way to say this, is that profit is harnessed or redirected to social or environmental good in a business. So profit is profit and growth in some way is a means to an end, meaning a mission-driven cause, rather than an end in itself.
Exactly. And I mean, then when we're thinking about the post-growth economy, that's sort of the larger transition we need to make is we need to be seeing money, whether it's profit, income, or GDP, as a means to meeting human needs rather than as an end in itself and as like a measure of success. You know, like a successful business is the most profitable or a successful person is a billionaire.
And one reason why I love this model is because it doesn't stigmatize or shame or even dismiss anyone who is entrepreneurial or maybe has an interest in starting businesses or marketing even. It's just what is the purpose of that enterprise or what is the purpose of their efforts, their entrepreneurship. So it really directs even entrepreneurship towards social or environmental good and includes those folks as part of a healthy economy as well. You've been listening to an Upstream Conversation with Jennifer Hinton.